first of all, tell me a little bit about your character in this film and why it appealed to you.
Well, I am a priest in this film. Some say that's typecasting. Some say that's not. But anyway, it was certainly a departure for me. And I kind of tried to act like a priest would act, you know, and play the father of the protagonist in the movie. And it was different. I'd never done that. You know, usually it's either the corporate type or the lawyer, the general or something like that. So this was different, and that appealed to me.
Tell me about the movie itself, because it tackles some interesting topics as far as where we are in national stage when it comes to religious persecution and when it comes to First Amendment rights, when it comes to government censorship. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about why you wanted to be a part of this movie.
Yeah, well, you hit all of the salient points there. It does have to do with First Amendment rights and freedom of religion and the pressure that the government could bring to bear on ministers, preachers of the gospel. Some people say it's maybe far-fetched, but, you know, in a day and age where the government seems to be willing to impose mandates on people's religious beliefs, perhaps not as far away as we would like. So it's about that. It's about a courageous minister, who stood up against all this, some man who goes from the depths to the heights. It's an inspirational story. And I think it's a good entertainment. It's set in Washington and all the political skullduggery that goes on there. And it is wrapped in a good message, I think, having to do with having to guard your rights jealously and having to have the courage to stand up if you're required to.
And East Tennessee, obviously, people here have been big fans of you politically.
Well, I've been big fans of theirs.
What are your political aspirations as East Tennesseans look at your career? Are you looking at doing more movies? Are you looking at
No, I'll probably continue to do some of the various things that I have done in the past. But I don't plan on running again. I'm very concerned about what's going on in my country and in my state, and I must say that what's going on in my state is a heck of a lot better than what's going on in my country right now. But that's for a much longer interview. So I'll probably just continue to be doing the things that I love to do as I always have.
What is it like to be back in East Tennessee promoting this film?
It is great. I drove in here with Gretchen Carlson a while ago, and I was trying to point out to her the beautiful mountains and all of the wonderful feelings that you get when you come in here. She hadn't been here before. And every time I come to East Tennessee, it brings back so many wonderful memories, especially on election night, usually.
And you said it's a much longer conversation, but I have to at least ask your opinion on the Guantanamo Bay detainee switch. I have to ask at least for our listeners what your thoughts are on the administration's move with Sergeant Roberto.
Well, it was a bad move wrapped in a lot of incompetence, which makes for a bad combination. The very idea that the president would, take a victory lap because he was able to swap one person for five people who I'm afraid will go back and become the equivalent of generals in the al-Qaeda army and pose additional threats to our people. I think it was a bad deal. The president is trying to pass it off as winding up the war and all that. You can't declare the end of a war unilaterally, not even the president. As we have seen since then, things are still going on in the world that shows that we are at war with terrorism and will be for some period of time. And everybody's looking to see if we're going to have the willpower to withstand it all. And to the extent we don't, it's going to make us much more vulnerable. And they're getting the wrong message, and this is just a part of that that message. I've been very disappointed about so many things that's going on in the world that seem far, far away from us right now, but I'm afraid that our kids and grandkids are going to have to pay the price for it.
Right. And obviously we've made a huge sacrifice when it comes to Iraq that now seemingly, I hate to say, could have been wasted, but certainly in retrospect seems as if it could all be for naught.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We could have had a small residual force there. You know, we still have people in North Korea. You know, up until recently, I think it was 40,000 troops. I've been there, and still, you walk up and down that DMZ zone, you know, it's still pretty tense. So nobody wants them to have to be there. But sometimes you have to have a residual force in a place where you've knocked the bad guys back and shown the world that you can defeat them, as we did there. But the president was more intent on making a political statement to his supporters that he was going to get us out of war. And so he unilaterally declared that one was over, and he left, and now you see what's happened. You know, this group that is apparently even rougher than Al-Qaeda is going to have a protectorate there between parts of Syria and parts of Iraq, in which they can, if not the entire country of Iraq, in which they can form a base for terrorism, much as the Al-Qaeda and Taliban did in Afghanistan. So this is just the beginning of it, but it all goes back to we don't want to be every place. We want to win and come home and be farsighted about these things. We have more than enough people willing, young people making the sacrifice, the families that send them over there to do those things. But to do it half-heartedly is the worst of both worlds. You lose those lives, you spend all those resources, and then you give up the gains that you've made. Doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, I won't harass you about every topic under the sun, but I do want to ask what type of response you've gotten from folks. This movie has not been really, really widely publicized, but I understand that a lot of people have been watching the trailer and talking about it, and it's starting to get a lot of attention. What type of response have you gotten?
Yeah, it seems to be getting a great deal of buzz, and it's going to be widely released. You know, nowadays that's not a real common thing for an independent film like this, but I've been really pleasantly surprised at the extent of the reception that it's got, and so I'm optimistic about it.